This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 11th. God's word to you today is, stay the course. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 26, verse 39, and it says, He went on a little farther and bowed his face to the ground, praying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. Jesus was also tempted to take the way of self. The cross was hard. When he was at Gethsemane, Jesus said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. In other words, can we renegotiate this path? Sometimes we want to renegotiate with God, and he says no. Jesus was asking if it were possible for him to take the way of self. But nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The question is, what do you think would have happened if Jesus had taken the way of self? What would have happened to you and me? What would be the Christian story? What would be the story that would have been told about him or about us? However, the story today and for eternity is that Jesus came. He forsook the way of self and the way of the world and took the way of God. How do you want your story to be told? He came, he got to the crossroads, and he went the way of the world. That would not be your story in Jesus' name. He came, he got to the crossroads, and went the way of self. I pray that will not be your story in Jesus' name. Jesus stayed the course. Your story will be, she came, she saw the way of self, and she overcame. She saw the way of the world, and she overcame. She stayed the course and went the way of God. This will be your story. For me, the story of my life is, when I go over there, I just want Jesus to say, well done, good and faithful. What else can a man ask for? Secondly, if Jesus tarries, I want the people I do life with to confidently inscribe on my gravestone, he pleased God. I am not interested in pleasing any man or being famous. I have no interest outside of God's will for me. Remember, you decide on your direction before you get to the crossroads. What is your story? What do you want said about you? That is what will determine what you do at the crossroad. You do not want to be a confused motorist at the crossroad. You want to be clear. Isaiah 6:8 is very personal to me because in August of 1995, I heard Reverend Wale Oke preach Isaiah 6:8. And I could not stop singing, Here I am, send me. I surrendered my life to Jesus. What is going to be your response? Let us pray. Father, I will not take the way of self. I will not take the way of the world. I will take the way of God. And today, I receive the grace to stay on course. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.